Oh my
God.
Phones down, Amina.
Phone.
Okay.
Phones down from the queen of phone in hand during pod.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the audience doesn't care. And
no one
the
cares.
People who are listening can't see me.
Oh.
It's literally a video podcast.
Yeah, but
babe.
The people who are watching can
oh
see
my
me.
God. Okay, do you want to start in on your current state? This is Carolina's. You remember when Wendy Williams came to the studio straight from the car and she came in and she was frazzled, but everyone was like, we don't care. We love you. That's the vibe.
Okay.
That's yeah. the vibe today.
I was like, bitch, what you trying to say?
I'm like, it's one of the most like iconic entrances.
No, I haven't seen it, but I'll have to look it up.
I thought this was very, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just have insomnia. I cannot sleep at night. And last night I took these magnesium pills, but I took them at like 1:30 a.m. when I got home. So I did sleep okay, but then Hamide woke me up early this morning, going to put the oil in, going to pay the man for the oil. So I didn't get that much sleep. So I was like, let me just close my eyes. I'm still so tired. Let me close my eyes. And I overslept. I slept through my alarm.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, that's not like good sleep when you sleep through an alarm.
Does magnesium fuck you up like that?
No, it wasn't the magnesium, I don't think. I think I was just still tired.
Yeah.
Because I'm always tired because I literally have been getting so little sleep that during the day is when I get the most tired.
Yeah, I did that too. I had to wake up at 5:30 today and then.
Why?
For fun, funsies, and, you know, just thinking about things.
Yeah, well, the magnesium is supposed to help with that.
Oh, really?
But literally yesterday was the first day I took it, and I took it so late. Ideally, I should take it an hour or two before I want to fall asleep.
That helps with your periods,
but, like,
too.
What are the things that you're doing? Some of the things you're doing to promote healthy sleep? I'm confused. Like, are you in the bed on your phone? Is there music playing? Are you watching TV?
No, I do go watch TV because I can't sleep. And I'm literally
That literally interrupts your sleep.
I know, but I'm literally laying there so bored and my mind is racing and I'd rather go watch TV.
But
than
that's how
like
you
this.
Train yourself to enjoy sleep. You have to be bored. That's just what it is. Like, I think people don't realize like is all the it? Stuff that we got going on is like overstimulation.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just we're just crackheads on every level. Phone,
yeah.
Vapes, everything. Just crackheads, right?
Right.
And so sleep, something
she just wanted
where,
to call me a crackhead.
No. Because sis, pass me the vape. Sis, I was like, I'm not exempt. I'm including myself in this.
Yeah.
But like to reset, you gotta kind of like have a day without your phone. You gotta kind of like just sit and read a book. You gotta kind of just meditate, be bored.
That's true. I do need to go. Maybe I'll go back to reading my books.
Yeah.
Because
I would.
Go on
a quest. 100% encourage that before you go. Before you go to sleep, no, like do the magnesium, take your vitamins, of course.
And they say cherry juice, dark cherry juice, and magnesium together.
But like an hour and a half before you want to be asleep, you gotta kind of shut stuff down.
Yeah,
you can't be. Yeah, you gotta put your phone in another room. You gotta like isolate. You gotta, and then you also just gotta be bored and just know that in a few minutes I'll go to sleep.
Yeah.
I know, but I think because it's like a lot of anxiety. I am an anxiety ridden woman.
Yeah.
Even and like today I forgot to take my Prozac because I'm running out the house. Like,
yeah. Oh, is the Prozac for the anxiety?
Oh yeah.
Oh, for real?
Anxiety and depression, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm gonna look into that. I was considering medicine.
I mean, if you really feel like it, try it. I was at the point where I was like, oh, I gotta do something.
Yeah.
Because it was getting bad.
Was it getting this to the point where you can like wake up, you can get up, you can do, you can cook, you can do regular things?
Absolutely.
Or,
and I was just so
she wanna leave
depressed.
The house. Yeah.
Didn't want to leave the house.
Yeah.
Didn't want to be in social.
And it went for a certain amount of time, right?
What do you mean? Like, I let myself be like this, and then I was like, oh, I really need medicine because I don't have another. Like,
but I'm saying, like, was it a day, 2 weeks, a week?
No, it was, like, weeks. Months.
Yeah, okay.
Like, especially the social anxiety. I've never had social anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been like, I'm ready to fucking go. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But for me to have social anxiety, I was like, oh, something is wrong.
Yeah. Right. Mm. Yeah, well, I'm glad you're taking it.
Came in as an expert, as a sleep expert.
Well,
and what, do you want to do the intro?
Well, this is the thing. I'm not an expert, but I just feel like as I'm raising my son, I'm re-raising myself.
Hell yeah.
And it's so many things that we didn't even know. And so you learn it and you're just like, oh, this makes sense. No wonder you're X, Y, and Z because of all of this. And so I think as I'm trying to get ahead and do things that things that he needs for himself. I'm like, also you could use a little sleep training yourself. Like as I'm teaching totally. Him and trying to, I'm like, girl, you actually want to implement this in your own life.
Yes.
So
yeah.
it's interesting. And like, we think we're adults and we know.
I mean, like, I really feel like you should be a life coach.
Oh my God.
I mean, absolutely see life that. Coach. Yes.
No.
And also you don't know. Those are the people who become life coaches yeah. are the people who need life coaches. And it's actually really easy to do.
Once my therapist told me that I could be a therapist, I had to let her go. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's baby steps.
Now I don't trust
it's,
you.
It's
yeah.
baby steps. It's baby steps. But I'm just saying, I'm only learning from like, I'm responsible for an individual. Mm-hmm. And then I just realized like, hey, we are just grown kids.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing different Amen. Between me and him. Like when he's hungry, when he's tired, oh, it's World War III. When we're yeah. hungry, when we're tired,
watch
it's
out.
World War III. So yep. it's just like, oh, how do you just try to get ahead of that? And just like any kid, they won't want to mess up. They don't want to get in trouble because, you know, they fear rejection, disappointment, all of that. The same thing as an adult. It's like, I'm literally watching a mirror. So for me, it's just, hey, it's okay. Just because you're grown doesn't mean you have to know it all and be at a certain level. You can meet yourself wherever you're at, even if you feel comparable to a 9-year-old.
I mean, that was genius. Life coach or no?
I don't know, sis. I think that's a conflict of interest because we're friends.
Mm. Okay, we can stop being friends and you can just be my life.
Oh my God. Wow.
Sign an NDA.
I need it more than anything.
But what do you think a life coach would benefit you as opposed to you?
I just feel like
just
whenever I talk to you, Amina, you always have a plan.
Yeah.
You always have a plan and you're like,
I am solution oriented.
Exactly.
Yeah. That is something that I'm like, I even told my therapist yesterday, we was talking because she was just like, well, don't be too hard on yourself. And I was just like, no, like when I reach for gratitude, sometimes that is the solution. Right. Mm-hmm. Like instead of being like, you know, feeling bad about something, I'm like, okay, this is me accepting that I can't control this, but also knowing that it could also be worse. So me just finding gratitude and like, hey, even though I don't want to catch a train, I'm glad that I could walk up the steps. I'm glad that I could get up and move away from a crazy that it might be there. And then I just receive that. And then I also just have hope for the future. Like, hey, this is temporary. At one point, you know, maybe catch an Uber here, catch a car there where you can, blah, blah, blah. But it's not going to be always. And then maybe you will get a car. Maybe this might be leaning you to that position with too. So I don't know.
Wow.
And every time I talk to Amina, and you know what else? You're always so, okay, should I do an intro on her?
Okay, like, I'm sorry. Yeah,
do an intro.
We like,
everyone's no, like, this, who is
we're
this
like
woman?
Already in our session.
We're already in our session. Doesn't it feel like she's the therapist?
Yes.
And we're both here like, help us.
I don't think
or maybe
that,
it's just me.
I don't think that anyone who listens to this podcast is ever like, well, there's Melissa and Carolina, the experts. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think anyone's like, oh, they were the therapist, now it's Amina. Like, I feel like they're like, thank God somebody's leading them finally.
Yeah. Okay, so our guest today is a mother, a comedian, an ex-collegiate swimmer.
Yeah, that is true. I'll be forgetting about that.
One of my favorite things, a twin.
Yeah.
Fraternal, yes. But they look very much alike.
A lot alike.
They could be identical, is what I'm saying.
Dr. Carolina.
Yeah, Dr. Carolina. She is a wise sage, a burgeoning life coach, a really, really, really smart with her money. She knows where to find the deals. You know, you can go to her on a Tuesday and she's like, well, on a Tuesday, if you go here, this is where you get the deals.
Okay? I also heard that she
is reviewer.
She's a reviewer.
She's a top rated Google reviewer. Which we must talk about.
Google.
We must talk about her Google review obsession and also just an all around gorgeous, fabulous, fantastic woman, Amina Amani. Woo!
Yes, what's up, hoes with feelings?
Hey, babes.
Yeah.
And also cheers. On time, also punctual.
Yes. Also punctual.
Listen, well, I don't know.
Beat us here.
Y'all operate, but for me, if I'm paying for a studio, I can't.
We try and we fail.
I come before the time, okay?
Let's jump in.
Okay, we got to jump in with the Google reviews. Yeah. That's the most pressing issue
to
me.
Google reviews.
And then we got to come back to our life coach.
I'm about to start exposing my Google reviews. I've been doing it for some time, so... You know, I was sober for 2 years, and in those 2 years, I literally had time to do a lot of things.
A lot of Googling.
And when the things that I chose, I really just kind of loved. And it just, that was one of the things that kind of birthed out of my sobriety.
Didn't they email you and say that you were
I've had several instances via Google about everything, but
they're mentioning you in the board meeting. They're talking about you.
Didn't they think you were in like a bag?
First of
something?
All, I got a pen. It was I need to find my pen. I love my pen. It's a Google pen. It's like the little location dot. No. And I should wear it all the time. I don't even know why I don't have it on now. But
oh my God. Oh my God. Marie's calling. Should we answer?
Oh my goodness. Hey, Marie.
Hey. Guess who's here?
Hey, girl.
I feel like Amina's on a press tour. She was on the Marie show last night.
Hilarious.
Look at her.
Put Marie on camera.
She's got her shades on.
Conscious pretty much like, okay, this bit is probably not as entertaining as we think.
I know. Yeah. I know, all but right. It's okay.
Okay, we got to go.
Yeah, we just started. We'll call you back.
We love you.
We love you. Okay. Marie has been phone tag all morning. That's
shout
why.
Out to Marie.
Look how much Carolina loves
she had
me.
Her show.
Her background.
It's the rotation.
Just really cute. Yeah. Really cute.
I'm good, boo.
There's one of us from the Renaissance party.
Oh yeah, we had a good time there. That was a cute moment.
Back to Google reviews, so we could get off of it.
So yeah, I started getting emails where it was just like they'll encourage you. They're like, keep going. 200,000 people have saw your reviews, your photos, wow. That kind of thing. You're a top reviewer. Oh, you're becoming a expert, whatever, right there. Oh, local. And then I started doing it worldwide. So when I would travel. When I would travel to the Bahamas, to Mexico, to Ghana.
Jamaica. Did you
London,
do it in Jamaica when you were
Jamaica?
Because I remember you didn't like something.
Well, I did like one restaurant, the Pelican, which was so delicious. So I was just like, hey, y'all, like, come there. And then I'll review like the hotel. I didn't like the Airbnb, but, you know, I got kicked off there, so I can't write a review.
Love that. I love when I hear people are banned from Airbnb because I'm like, you're fun. It's you're me. Fun as hell. I love that. Okay, that's amazing. I
so
also
yeah,
heard that
after a while, they messaged me and they was like, hey, you've done so many reviews that's been so helpful to people. We're going to send you a pen. And so I'm a top reviewer and they sent me a pen to acknowledge that.
Okay,
and
congratulations.
But Melissa, I also tell you, Amina will ask other people about a place that they have been and then submit the review.
That's
for
what
them.
I'm going to say. You're a ghostwriter.
Well,
a ghostwriter.
It's not really ghost, but they know I write reviews. So they'll hit me up and be like, hey, get on top of this.
I have a few.
And I've done it for them too.
Amazing.
Yeah, but it's also, this is the thing. Is I think what for me, what happened was I read so many of them. Like literally my dad, anybody would hit me up like, hey, we need a brunch spot. Blah, blah, blah. How am I going to choose? I got to see from based on the people who've been there, right. Based on the reviews, based on the vibes, what's going on. Yeah. And so then I was like, hey, you always read. Why don't you start writing so you can give people the heads up too? And that's exactly what I do.
Yeah.
And so some of them have been like very, very impactful. Like one time I went to a place and I wrote a review and then here they go calling me. Hey, 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 can we just, how can we make this right? And I'm like, yeah. Absolutely. Let's make this right. Yes, you should make it right.
How did they make it
so
right?
I've gotten free dinners.
Yes.
I've got
love you.
It's been actually like I think important. Mm-hmm. And so I've been done wrong and I've done really, really right. And then mm-hmm. some of them I'm like funny. I'm just like making fun of just like I said one hotel I went to, I was like, honestly. The review is that I shouldn't even been there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be in a point in my life mm-hmm. where I don't even look for right. a hotel like this, right? Mm-hmm. So just let everybody know it ain't them, it's me first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
I'll even
be honest about that. But I do enjoy reading them and I enjoy writing them. And so I'm going to start sharing them. So I'm staring.
You should. You should put them on your social media because it's creativity.
It's a TikTok review.
It's community service. It's creativity.
But it's getting to the point where people be like, girl, I was looking up a Jamaican spot and like, why I see you on here? And I'm like, girl, don't go there. Do not abort. I said, let me tell you where to go. And then I'll tell them where to go because we cannot. Don't even. Some businesses, I'm like, don't even do it.
Do you remember when you used to do a series? I don't know if it was on Instagram or TikTok.
What was it? Frugal Fridays?
Frugal Fridays, yes. Oh, which was so helpful. You need to bring that back.
I stopped being frugal like that, though. Oh. That's the only thing. It was just like...
Amina taught me that if you leave your stuff plugged in, you're getting charged for it.
You are.
You know I have lights on 24 hours.
You are. And depending on how much you get charged per whatever the watts is, it is actually very... don't do it. So I unplug everything. The only thing that's plugged up right now is my Wi-Fi and my fridge and my stove. But even like I'll unplug my stove if I'm gone for a long time.
I forget to do it all the time, but sometimes I'll randomly think of it and I'll start unplugging stuff.
I don't even know where the plug is.
My Con Edison bill is so low. It's ridiculous.
How
low
and they is will it? Get it's, you hard.
It's really low.
Is it under $50?
It is.
That's insane. You know when I had Central, my last apartment, I had Central heat and AC? $400.
Oh, wow. Easy. Yeah, no.
It's crazy.
Yeah, no. I literally, like, if I'm at my house right now, I walk in and then I plug stuff up. Everything is unplugged until I come back, until I need it. I mean, I keep the Wi-Fi going, but honestly, I could, if I really was trying to be committed, but even my TV's unplugged. I plug it up when I need it. Yeah. I keep everything, for the most part, unplugged because it's just like, who needs it right now?
It's really smart. Sometimes remember, especially when I'm cleaning my kitchen, I'll unplug my little oven thingy and my water heater thingy.
Right. My electric kettle.
I should unplug these because it's using electric.
I have all those appliances and stuff just tucked away and moved and they'll sit there. But if I'm not using it, why is it plugged up? Why would I have my blender plugged up right now?
Oh, no, I don't have my blender.
But some people keep everything plugged up. I do. And I'm like, that's using.
What else was on Frugal Fridays?
So many things. Tell us.
Frugal Fridays was like, you know, when it came to banks, what we don't realize, right? The big banks, they take a fee out for a plethora of things. I found banks where it was just like, hey, they rebate your ATM. Or, hey, like, if you refer a friend, you get a certain amount of money. So I was just like, we got to start thinking about those little things, too, because it matters, right?
Yeah, every little thing, it does. Every little dime counts.
And even credit cards. You look at your APR, and you could be paying somewhere between, depending on how much money your balance is, you could be paying $60 to $100 a month just to carry that balance. It would be better you would just kind of do a balance transfer for a lower APR, and then you're actually saving at least $500 a year. So it's just things like that
I
thought of.
This is why you should be a life coach.
Oh my God.
Because then we're doing finances, we're doing emotional, we're doing professional.
And we're doing electricity.
It's a holistic approach.
It's a holistic approach.
Yeah, but I guess for me, I want to be in a confident place to where I feel like I'm sure, I don't know.
I don't want my life coach to think that she or he knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
I want my life coach to be like, I like my therapist because she's very like, I trust her and she's smart, but she's also very like plain with me. Like she's very plain spoken with me and she like knows how to talk me down from being really cuckoo in a way that's like very normal.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess for me right now, I'm in a place where I'm just kind of like eliminating commitments and contracts.
So you're not trying to sign up to be either of our life coaches in an official capacity because we have paperwork.
Well, because you got to know when your plate is full. And so for me.
You sure do.
Your plate full?
She's not taking on clients.
Really is it so full you can't take two clients?
Just get to know us and see.
Yes, it is, Carolina. First of all, I'm a full-time single mother. That alone is overwhelming.
I'll babysit him for a weekend. That is a special boy. That is a sweet boy.
I can take him easy.
He's our next guest next week. We thought we'd have you first.
I can take care of your son. He's not a problem.
He's amazing.
He really is.
I remember one barbecue. He was there with your nephew, and he sits down and starts meditating. And Parker's like, what are we doing? We're running around. He said, I need to sit.
I need a moment.
I was like, that is Amina's son.
I did babysit him, and when he woke up in the morning, he folded his pajamas.
He folded his pajamas,
and I was like,
but also, you guys have training. Fun.
You gotta train them.
I wouldn't even think to train him to fold his pajamas, but now I do. Now I'm like, fold your goddamn pajamas.
Yeah, fold, make your bed. Like, some mornings, I'm very strict, and other mornings, I'm like, okay, you woke up 20 minutes late. It's some things that we're gonna have to let go.
Yeah.
We can't do everything today. Like, even breakfast, I was just like, grab something. something at the bakery and then move on. Like it's some you got to make adjustments based on what's going on.
And that's normal. And that
you
got to
think about these habits that they're creating now. Exactly. Is going to be what's going to form them as adults. So I'm anxious in that, but I try to relax and chill. But I just was like, I don't want him to be. I don't want him to not be independent. I don't want him to not be able to advocate for himself. I don't want him to not be emotionally intelligent. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, what's wrong? Like, I remember he got into it at school and he told them people straight up. He was just like, listen, I'm not having a good week. I lost my grandmother. I'm going through it with the family. I'm up to here with it. But I'm like, I would respect him saying that and then not saying it. And he just angry and pushing people.
Yeah, totally.
And you like, yo, what's wrong with this kid?
Yeah.
Which is how most kids are functioning. Exactly. And adults.
You got to be able to explain to them so they can articulate.
Talk out their emotions.
What they're going through.
I try to do that with Parker.
Yeah. Because I think it's going to benefit them either way, whether they say it, you know, or hold it in to themselves and say it. Either way, they'll be able to identify.
I tell my niece all the time, I'm like, you don't want to talk to me. I said, it's going to be cheaper to talk to me now than to pay to talk to somebody when you're in your 30s.
Right. So, yeah. Right. I know. I've been throwing that in my mom's face a lot lately.
Or journal or something.
Journal. Yeah. But even with like regular skills, because here I am as an adult, really, you know, domestically challenged. And it's because my mom did everything to her, you know. And I'm not even trashing my mom right now because she literally was like, I'm going to give everything to the kid. Yeah. I'm going to do everything, laundry, everything. But I'm like, here I am dropping off wash and fold because I'm like, I'm not touching that.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I think that at the end of the day, our parents did their best, right? They did their best.
Yeah,
they did what they could. Also, they were compensating for things that they didn't have. So they felt like, hey, this is how I'm going to show up for my child. Mm-hmm. And it could be our detriment or it could be to our benefit. It's not whether their intentions was based on that. It's just, that's just what it is, right? Because I'm like, I'm not the best cook. I didn't start cooking till college. I did not cook. I was an athlete. I went swimming. I came home. Food was there. Food was always there. So like when it comes to special recipes and stuff, I'm not even interested. I'm not even trying to entertain it because that's not where I was at. I was physical. We was working out. We was swimming. We was going for a run. It was that kind of life. So
and Nasir's a tennis pro.
He is.
Oh my, he is.
I feel so bad. I was supposed to go watch him yesterday, but I'm literally one eye was like to my lid and the other one was like right next to it. And I was just like, hey, I had to just, you know, I felt bad, but also I try to teach him disappointment is a part of life too. So I'm going to be able to say I can do X, Y, and Z. And then when I'm not, that also has to be some level of understanding too. That's why I told you when you was like, I'm like, that's okay. Because what we going to do? You late. Yeah. And then also what I'm going to harp about it, but also we're human. So you got to leave room for error.
It was
so,
a very human error today. It was the biggest human error.
But I had to learn that too. Because before, I ain't have room for human error. And it was war.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Oh, it's error?
I hate error.
I mean, I was there. That's why sometimes I get scared. I'm like, well, I mean, But you do. You have chilled out.
That's what I'm trying to tell
people. What era is this then? This was 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
When we met. Oh, okay. Yeah. Not 2 years ago.
No, me and Carolina have had our phases.
Sure.
I am definitely way more chill than I was before.
Oh,
when she first met me, like, you know, I was ready to chop heads. Ask questions later.
Well, you were also in the throes of motherhood because
that
how old is this year at that point?
Yeah.
Five or so, you know.
But so it was so crazy because I wasn't aware. That's why now I'm able to say, hey, my plate is full. I'm trying to X, Y, and Z. Even when it comes to relationships, people are like, you should be doing this. And I'm like, actually, no, I'm looking for something light. I just came out of something traumatic. I want to kind of just have fun and breathe. And
you actually have taught me so much.
You got to know how to say that.
You have taught me so much. There's things that Amina has taught me that I never let go. And one of those things was, you have to like accept your friends for who they are. This was when me and Sydney were in our big fight. And we weren't talking. And you kind of were like, I hear everything that you're saying, but you have to accept your friends for who they are.
Yeah.
And if you don't accept them, then you cannot be friends with them. And I was like,
well, that's I had to learn that too.
Yeah. But you taught that
because
to me. And
I was
never
at a space where everybody could get cut. And then it was just like, well, if you cut everybody, who are you going to have? And I was like, me.
The best one.
But then I had to sit back and be like, hey, these are really, really great people in your life. Mm-hmm. You know?
And no one's perfect.
And no one's perfect. And everyone's going to show up to the best of their ability. I think for me, I started realizing I had to accept my friends for who they were when I had to realize I had to accept where I wasn't before I was where I was at, right? Yeah. Like at one point, I showed up. I was there. I was on top of it. And at another point, it was just like I left the group chat. I couldn't, I didn't want to see y'all every day. I didn't want to talk. I didn't want to FaceTime. You know,
I need my space.
Yeah. You know, and that was a whole shift. Everybody was just kind of like, well, you know, what's up? And I was just like, I don't know. I got to figure it out. And so that's when I realized like different seasons, different reasons and all of that. So
that's so true because everything that happens, I'm like, well, this is how it is now forever.
And no, it's not the case. Mm-hmm. I gotta remind myself that that's not the case. I'm like, hey, this is just a season. This season right now, you need to focus on rest, reset, relaxation. Sometimes it feels like the end of the world because we're just so dramatic. We're all entertainers.
Exactly.
So we're just like, oh my God. I'm never gonna have fun. Like, and literally. It's like, no.
Oh my God. And I also learned that from you about having to take a break and reset and just put down a boundary and say, like, I cannot show up. I cannot. And
not
that really
like
helps
you used
me.
To, and it's okay.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Because we love, we look at what we used to do and we just love to just like,
and I used to be like mad. That.
Yeah.
And I was a badass bitch.
And it's like, girl.
And I could do it. And I could get up and do it again the next day.
So that's why now when I'm doing certain things, I'm like, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it because enjoy it while you can.
Yeah.
Yes.
Enjoy it while you can because you don't know.
Our wise sage.
That's really what I'm taking a lot from you is like.
Wisdom.
Wisdom for sure. Yeah. But like wisdom in gratitude. I wish there was a different word for gratitude because to me it's like so self-helpy, triggery.
You think so?
The word itself, for me personally.
Yeah.
But that's really what I need to be practicing. It's like, this is good.
Gratitude is important.
It's so important.
We're comedians. We're professional complainers. We also live in New York. Literally. If you live in New York, it's a long list of things you can complain about from the time you open your eyes to the time you close your eyes, right? Mm-hmm. And that's also how we connect, right?
I love you.
As soon as we come in, we like, oh, it's cold. And we like, and now it's like we give each other a hug when we do shit like that. We like, it's cold. The weather's ugly. The train is bad.
And we just
coming together and eat little by little, we emoting, but also feeling the vibes. Like, I like her.
Yes.
She gets
we
it.
We hate the same thing.
Yeah. Totally. You know what I'm saying? We're one, right?
Yeah.
But you keep doing that, and then you look up, and you miserable. And it's like, oh, why I'm miserable? Because you ain't said thank you about not a damn thing in your life.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You ain't looked up. And so, like, even today, I was struggling with just how busy I was. And, like, sometimes I feel like I'm in survivor's mode and not, like, thriving mode. Mm-hmm. But today my affirmation came and it was just like, you have everything you need. So that's why even when you text me and you was late, like I was able to go in the bathroom. I was able to wash my face, put on my SPF. I didn't know how I was going to dry my face. I forgot I packed a towel. And then I looked at my towel. I was able, and I was just like, wow, you really have everything you need. And then Melissa was like, do you need anything?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, girl, I ain't eat. I was rushing here, grab me something. And she grabbed it. And so it's just like, that moment was like a weight lifted off. Like, oh, wow, look at that. But had I not been practicing any gratitude, I don't know if I would have been able to see that. Mm-hmm. I probably would have chose war with my friend Carolina for being late.
Which was easy to do.
It is easy to do. That's what I'm saying. So that's why it's important to practice the gratitude because I said it's okay. She was like, no, it's not.
I mean, I want to just sit in your lap.
I know.
I'm
like, I'm going to cry. I know.
Yeah.
She's
Minoli,
like, sit over there.
I'm like, will you hold me? I actually think I just need you to hold me, Amina.
I give you a hug, boo. I give you, but not on camera because, you know, I'm being cool right now.
Yeah, we got to keep it together.
She got her shades on. I almost brought shades, too. Damn.
Yeah, my little glasses, my little frames, my little, you know.
Your sister locks. Are they called sister locks? Yeah, they look
good. They're not. They're micro locks.
Micro
so sister locks.
Locks
got a whole nother, you know, vibe to it. You know, it costs more money, too.
Okay.
So, you know, frugal.
For Fridays.
Tomorrow's Friday. Yeah.
We should have a frugal Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Friday. Yeah. Friday's Eve.
I'm glad to do y'all podcast. We had so much fun on y'all show.
Oh my God. That was such a fun show.
Like, I did not want
to
leave.
It was so fun to have you. You're a dream guest. A 1,000,000%.
No, it was great. I'm glad y'all are working together and doing y'all thing.
Well, I was just thinking that when we were talking about choosing war, I feel like I'm going to get emotional over it because I am so grateful to be working with Carolina.
Yeah.
It triggers everything that I have because I come from a sister family.
Okay.
So everything, you know, it's like big sister, little sister, or like, you know, we.
Oh, she's a headache.
Sure. And so am I. And it's truly like.
What? I said you're a headache.
And oh, I am too. I'm crazy. And I'll just like, you know, lash out or whatever and then be like, oh my God, what am I doing? It's so stupid.
Yeah.
But I feel like, yeah, just I'm really happy that we're
But because there. I have a sister as well, I can see.
Yeah.
I know when I'm being annoying and I know when it's just like, okay, she's in a bad mood.
Right.
She in a bad mood.
But that's, y'all have to be grateful for it because I just think that, especially in this business, it could be very like lonesome.
It is.
And, you know, it could be hard, but to share a bond, to work with someone, to have a vibe and energy, to make it fun. I think anytime I'm working with my friends, it doesn't even feel like work.
Yeah,
I'm like, what is this? We're playing.
Yeah.
We're work where? Like, it's lit. So, and I'm like, I just kept asking for more of that and I'm receiving it. And I'm just like, that's great because it is a hard gig. People don't, we sit here, people in the comments, this person's not funny. They think they have everything to say. We kind of open our doors for everybody to be loud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that takes a strong mind too, like to stand on who you are, be confident. And also be like,
whatever this brassiere is, I
mean, yeah, you got
it. It looks great.
You think
it
so?
Does.
Well, I'm actually getting a little, I'm getting a little full. That's all too. I'm actually, I've been eating a
good
lot.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you were talking about looking at your boobs. Like,
yeah, no, it's really just because I'm, but I said that the other day. I said, you know what? I've seen you work out. I've seen you be your best. I've seen you train for a marathon.
Yeah.
I've seen you train for
marathon
a triathlon.
Runner.
I was like, if you're going to be fluffy for December, January, and February, be fluffy.
Be fluffy.
That's
I love
fine.
That.
Because it's cold. And I had to ask myself, are you really going to get up in 27 degree weather and go to the gym and swim? No, you're not.
Yeah.
So wait till the springtime comes and just
or wait
do
till
yoga,
you, a
do
class
a
you
want to
do. You just did the hip hop class.
Listen,
probably had a blast.
We had a good time, but I'm just saying now I'm being very like I talk to myself like a friend now. I'm like, girl, that makes sense.
We have to. I want to talk
that's
to myself
so
like a friend
smart.
Because I feel like I just talk crazy
so
to
mean.
Myself.
But that's because we had crazy parents. We had parents. We got to understand when we get older, those voices are not just us.
But it's I feel like my parents didn't talk that crazy to me. I'm a Virgo.
It might not be your parents. It all could just be your family, too.
Yeah,
You're very family oriented.
Yeah.
And they also Hispanic, babe.
Yeah.
Them voices ain't just you.
No.
Them voices
not.
Is tio, tia, abuela.
Yeah. Sandra.
Yeah. So that's also, and we are that. Like,
but the reason why I say that is because my mom also spoke a lot of like life into me. My mom also like bigged me up a lot. She was just like my hype woman a lot.
That's right.
So but nice. I was going to say I was with the, what's your last name? The twins? What do we call them? I just call them the twins. Sabrina.
Oh, the sweet angels. Yeah.
Yes. We're going to have them.
Starts with an M.
I was looking at them yesterday and I was like, oh my God, they hype each other so much.
Yeah.
They hype each other up so much. She's like, look at you, gorgeous. And then the other one's like, They love each other. And they like, I was like, oh man, I wish
amazing.
I had a twin. This
yeah,
is so
yeah, 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 yeah.
I was like, let's all take a picture together and be.
No, that twin bond is
you're so lucky.
Undeniable.
But they also did say, we're still sisters and we will fight each other. And
oh, I was right, like, yeah, right. You got to stay in clear while the doors are closing, babe.
Right.
Get off the platform because it will be full blown. Well, you was there. You saw us fighting. And then now my sister
in
called
New Orleans,
me.
You guys
now she called
fight.
Me earlier this year. She's like, please, listen, I know what happened 2 years ago. But can you please just celebrate our birthday with me?
Oh, my God.
And it wasn't, I'm not mad from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It just was because of 2 years ago, I was like, I'm going to start traveling alone. Right. And then I experienced traveling alone and I just like, love it.
Yeah.
So it ain't even that I'm still mad about 2 years ago. It's just like,
I've been having a good time. Yeah. And your sister's like, actually, we're twins.
She's like, I miss you.
Come back to me.
I just feel like, you know, it's just that traumatic moment. And I'm just like, I've been living my best life.
Oh, God. But that was probably hard for her to like come to you and say that.
No, I know. So I told her, I was like, I'll be there. I'll celebrate our birthday with each other. But we got to fighting that year. It was bad.
It was brutal.
No, oh, it gets bad. But no, that's my safest place in the world.
It's like sister fights. And if you have a sister, when you see other two sisters fight, you're like, that'll be fine.
Yeah, that's true. My family stays out of it. When we going back to back, they'll talk and laugh and but they be like,
right. That's you too.
I don't want no parts.
How many other siblings?
We're the youngest of seven. Yeah, it's a big family.
Wow. And they're the youngest.
We're the youngest of seven.
Oh my God.
And then my mom's the oldest of nine.
Oh my God.
Yep. And then my grandma, I think it was like five or six of them.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a big family. And of my grandmother's siblings, I know about maybe at least four to five branches of just their kids and their descendants. So the family is crazy big. Yeah, that is wild. But I appreciate it.
Oh yeah,
because you know where you come from. You see who belongs to you. I think that's special.
That's powerful.
Some people don't even know past their immediate. So
yeah,
or they have like two cousins.
Right.
And it's so, like, okay, Christmas is a blast.
Yeah.
You know? Go off. Yeah.
I got several.
Yeah. I know, right? How many? Well, first of all, it's just like two.
It's just me and my sister, but I've got a lot of cousins.
Okay. Which side?
On my dad's side.
Got you.
And I got a couple of cousins on my mom's side.
Well, how many of it was your dad and their siblings?
So my grandmother adopted my Aunt Lorna, and my Aunt Lorna had four children.
Got you.
And her children and my father and parents grew up together, like family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're my family. That's my big family on my dad's side. My cousins, my Aunt Josephine had five kids. My Uncle Robert has four. No, my uncle, you know what I mean? Like, they have a bunch of kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where it was just me. And then on my dad's side, actual brother and sister, I just have two cousins, two boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're estranged from them.
It'd be like that. I feel like family is the ones that come to you that you didn't choose, and then the family that you do choose.
My dad is not close with his biological brother at all. They're actually like enemies.
Oh no!
But his cousins, you know, my Aunt Lorna's kids.
Plot twist.
They are enemies.
Not enemies.
But his cousins, my Aunt Lorna's children, are like his siblings. Like, they're the ones I did family vacations with. They're the ones that we spent all our holidays with. Like, that's his, like, family. Yeah. Turn up.
Do you have a big family, Melissa?
My mom is the middle of five sisters. So, on that side, big time. And it's like, then we're three sisters. It's just, like, a lot of women on that side. And it's kooky. My dad's side, he was an only child, but same kind of thing. He had like six cousins that they all grew up on different floors of this same house. So that side's really big and all male dominated. And nobody has any information ever because these men are like, you know, sending an email with like half the store. You know what I mean? It's really they're very similar. And
so, your mom was the only girl?
No, my mom's one of five girls.
Oh, five girls.
And then he's all guys. It's very funny how they kind of mirror each other, but then like everyone's like kind of fighting and like complaining and being crazy on this side. And then this side, it's like, wait, what happened to one of the grandmas? And then my grandma has three sisters. So there's four of that. It's just, it's wild.
The one thing that I do find important in connecting with your family and getting to know them is when it comes to like medical history.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to hold you. When a doctor used to ask me, I'd be like, my job is, I don't know nothing about them. But now it's like, oh, my great grandmother had glaucoma. Hello.
Yep.
It's like, oh, my grandma got strokes and high blood pressure. Like, that's the stuff you really need to know.
Yeah.
So I think for me, even when I see like donor kids talk about them needing to know their family. I'm like, that stuff is important because, you know, when I went to the eye doctor, he was like, hey, girl, what's that hole? And I was like, I bet you it's my grandma them. And it was not. It was my dad's side of the family. And I was like, ooh, plot twist. You know what I'm saying? So I think even though we don't be wanting to talk to our family, I'm like, let me get to, because one of my aunts on my grandmother's sister has dementia, right? Mm-hmm. So like, as I'm getting older, memory gone. Memory be like,
there's no chance I can get out of here without dementia.
So I'm sorry. The poppers
alone. But like, what are we talking about?
At the end of the day, though, for you to know that, now you can be like, all right, well, let me try to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Yeah. I heard learning a language is good for combat and dementia. Certain foods, of course, activities. But like, you can think of that in knowing what your family kind of dealt with and was going through. And I think for me, too, like a lot of people in my family kind of went undiagnosed. And so now I'm in a space where it's just like, I think I might get diagnosed just for generational trauma, just to break it. Just break the curse. Yeah. Yeah. But hey, it's okay. And even if we say we got it and it might be something different, at least now we could just let it be known, hey, it's okay. It ain't, because I think anything wrong, like my family could get cancer. They could get all types of stuff from, and they keep it a secret. It's crazy. A secret. No one wants anybody to know. They'd be like, oh, well, because they don't want to feel bad or they don't want to feel like less than. And so now I feel like I'm at a place where it's just like, I even told like one of my family members, it's okay for you to know this because at least you know.
Yeah.
At least you know. And now you could tell other people. We cannot keep this a secret.
Yeah. And then it's like the shame that festers and like all of that kind of stuff.
So that's another why I'm kind of like in that space. I'm like, you know what? I might just do this for the team. Because we just need to know that you not no different. And then also some of this stuff, like I didn't wake up and was like, I want glaucoma. Like, my grandma had, like, my
nobody
grandma
wants
had it.
Glaucoma.
This ain't none of my control.
People used to want glaucoma when you had to get it. Like, that was why you could get your weed card.
Oh, that's right. Fun. Oh, damn, I ain't even thinking of that. Yeah. But he told me the medicine make your lashes longer. So I might, I'm anti-medicine right now, today, currently. I don't know what I'll be next week. But I was just kind of like, hold off on that, sir. I'll be back in a year. We'll check and see if the hole has grown. And then we'll go from there. But
did he have a hole in your eye?
Girl, he was like, when the last time you got your eyes checked? And I was like, right now?
Yeah. Well, also like,
literally only because I had vision? Time. The only reason why I went to the eye doctor is because Nasir, my son, moved out. And I didn't know what to do with my, like, literally, I don't be knowing what to do with my free time.
That's why the stuff on the Google reviews, right? I had nothing
so
to review.
I was just like, well, let me go see every doctor. So I went on the doctors and it was like, these are all the doctors you should see at this age every
year. Did you review
the
doctors?
I did. I sure did.
I was on the phone with my I did a video call with my doctor the other day and he was so annoyed with me.
But I went to the skin doctor. But everybody had bad news. I was like, it's crazy.
That's a lot of my family members do not want to go to the doctor because they always tell them something bad. And I'm like,
I would rather know the bad news
point.
So I can come back.
Well, I find that in myself
people
sometimes.
Don't believe
I'm
the
like,
bad news because, you know, you got to understand ethically, all doctors aren't great.
Mm-hmm. That does suck.
So are they telling me bad news or do they just want me to buy new medicine that
they
also now have stocks
in?
You know what I mean? Like, golly.
Yep.
That's what I found out. That's what doctors are doing.
There's that, but then I also think that like a lot of older West Indians, African Americans too, like a lot of immigrants as well, have less trust for the doctor.
Yeah.
So they're really hesitant to go there. Like I saw this thing on TikTok where this guy was like, this white doctor was complaining about like why his like, he's like, you know, I have a lot of people of color that are always on the phone when they come to the doctor. And I'm like, yeah.
It's like
husband,
a security blanket, babe.
It's a security blanket, but also like Hamidé, English is not his first language.
Right.
I'm
Google
always
Translate.
On the phone.
Right.
I am on the phone. I can hear everything the doctor is saying. I'm always, yesterday he had a video call that I squeezed into with our doctor that, you know, is our doctor. So it was easier to, but I was just like, you don't even understand that like, how is this man supposed to trust you? And he like, it's hard for him to understand.
And then y'all
saying.
Come in and be like, yeah, the cataracts of the cataracts of the cataract. It's like, well, whoa, give it to me in turn left, turn right, and make a left.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's also a thing. But I don't know. But that's why I'm like trying to teach my son. Hey, it's okay.
But like you heal something, it heals like your entire lineage.
Girl.
Emotionally, yeah. Even physically. Like yeah. It's really powerful.
But we growing up. So that's how we got to move. We got to move thinking about the future. You are growing up.
I hate it. I hate it too. Growing up.
No, literally, I talk about it on stage. I'm like coping with this. Y'all, like I'm not complaining in the point of just like, and I'm just saying that this is a lot to swallow.
It's just because you walk, no one prepared me.
You grow up and then you feel like, who gonna check me, boo? And then your age is like me.
Yeah. You're like, who's gonna
biology.
Check me? Your age is like, ooh, your body's like,
losing eggs by the second.
Get low, because tomorrow you're gonna be in bed for the whole day, bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck with you. No,
it's
seriously.
So hard.
No, but it's okay because, you know, we had to get here. We wanted to be grown so bad.
Oh my God, so
I actually
bad.
Never wanted to be grown. Oh my That's God. Her. She wanted to be grown.
I was like, sign me up for the adult lane.
Literally.
And my adult lane is like.
Yep. Yep. I know.
My adult lane. Like,
that's my niece. I can't wait for Liliana to really feel what adulthood feels
girl,
like. Girl. She's so stupid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, girl, yeah, stay a child. I be telling my son, stay a child for as long. I'm talking about ride until the wheels fall off.
I don't even understand.
I got mad and had to buy the Q-tips the other day. I was like, well, maybe you had to buy Q-tips. You ain't have to buy Q-tips. You
there's
to get
always
your own
a
pads.
Coupon. Actually, there's an app I want to show you.
You had to get cotton balls. Look at you now. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you.
I mean, there's an app I want to show you that you ain't gonna lie. Frugal Fridays app.
What?
It's called Flip. It's amazing. Yeah. I'm going to
show
you.
Okay. You know, I'm down for the apps because you're not be on there taking pictures of my receipts.
Temu.
I feel like I'm the only one who asks for receipts. Every time I ask for a receipt, especially at a bodega, they be like,
what do you do with them?
I take a picture of it. I get rewards.
Oh.
From who?
For who?
It's called the Fetch app. You get rewards. It can
from
get.
From where?
It's called Fetch.
Fetch.
Yes. And you take pictures
of it. Regina, stop trying to make Fetch happen. It's never going to happen.
No. And let me tell you, it does because I've gotten a coupon for $10 off Chipotle. I've gotten a gift card off Target.
We'll have to switch
I've gotten a Starbucks gift card. So you take pictures of all these apps. It accumulates to these points. And then you're able to like get rewards.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Give me that and I'll give you Flip.
Okay.
You're going to love it.
Trade for trade.
And you're going to get coupons
both.
For those ear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Q-tip.
Isn't it annoying Q-tip. When you have to buy something like so unsexy and you're like, how did I spend like $40 floss. At CVS on, yeah, floss. On floss. Yeah.
Floss.
It's annoying when you, for me, like, I just had to do a Sephora order because I had run out of everything.
Everything.
And it was just time to re-up.
At least that makes you feel like, yes, like, fun.
Yes, fun, but also it was like, oh, so.
Nah, the product balls, text, and I'll like, be like, do I really need this hyaluronic?
But I do.
I believe in it all.
I can see the difference
I'm like,
in my face.
You see the difference in mine, you know.
Yours looks good today.
I've been doing. You look great. I've been doing my regimen. That's why when you was like, I was like, girl, it's okay.
What's your regimen?
2 minutes. I do a timer of 2 minutes of washing.
Of cleansing? Wow.
Yeah,
cleansing for 2 minutes.
Then I dry it off and then I do like a pad, a toner, mm-hmm. and then another one. And then I have like a thing to fight the acne. So I put on another serum and then I put on the another serum to hold the moisture because I can get dry. And then I put on my moisturizer and my SPF. So
hell yeah.
And I try to do that twice a day. And
twice a day?
Yeah, morning and
you
evening.
You wash? Oh, yeah, that makes
sense. Yeah, I mean, like in the morning and evening. I've been trying to not wear makeup. So last night, I actually had to perform on Valentine's Day, and I didn't wear any makeup. It was like a really, really challenging thing for me because it's a, like, I do occasions. So like weekends and holidays, mm-hmm. I'm like trying to be like my cute. I put my lashes on it. But I was just like, hey, you said you don't want to wear makeup. Don't
ever?
Wear it.
Why?
Good for you.
Well, it's not really ever, but it's just like, I don't want to be dependent on it.
Okay.
I don't want to be dependent.
I think I might be,
I
but
am
I like
very
it.
No, dependent. No, I'm very dependent on a lot of things.
I literally don't feel my best if I'm not wearing makeup. And I don't like that. I don't like that attachment. I think that, you know, I woke up like this and that should be a real thing.
We should do a bare face. We should do a bare face episode. We should do an episode where everyone just
Alicia
no makeup.
Keys, okay. Yeah. Chill out. Chill out.
Alicia Keys.
Who was wearing makeup at the Super Bowl?
She Alicia was definitely Keys. Fucking wearing makeup at the Super Bowl.
She was. It was minimal.
It was minimal.
Very minimal.
It was
minimal. Minimal. Like, come on, Alicia.
She looked great.
She did look great. And the dress was phenomenal.
I stopped wearing makeup for like 2 weeks and my skin kind of just did an extra pop. Really? And I was just like, wow. Fuck. So you could keep doing this and it'd be more popping.
Yeah.
Or you could just go back. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to start trying to wear it as least as possible.
Well, I just feel like makeup makes up for a lot. Like today, I feel like I look like an absolute and so you don't, garbage.
Yeah. Right.
But I at least got in the car. You got to see the shadow. I got in the car and I slapped some makeup on my face. And because it was my saving grace.
Right.
Can you imagine had I showed up here
Botox.
Kind of just...
Right.
Wrinkled and frazzled and then no makeup.
We would have loved you the
back
same.
Of my hair,
we
would have
loved you the same.
Look at it.
We would have loved you the same. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to tell myself.
Yeah.
You gonna you have to love yourself the same.
I do love myself, but you know what? I love myself with a little bit of shadow and a little concealer and a little bit. You know what?
It's crazy because Carolina messaged me, what topics do you want to cover? And I just feel like we covered a lot.
And that's fine.
And that's exactly what we want. We were literally like, we were saying we need to be a little more, you know, off leash with the topics a little bit. We don't want to stick to it. And we were like, Amina is the perfect person to just go off.
Talk
and it was
whatever.
Actually so nice. It was perfect.
Yeah.
We're just fixing it.
And look at it 210 right now.
I know.
Oh,
that's
no!
what I, yeah, that's why.
Oh,
that's why.
All right. Can I say one last thing?
Go ahead.
And I was watching this thing and Victoria Paris, who a lot of people don't like, but I like her.
I do too.
I like her. Yeah, I find her come fun. Around. She's a TikTok girl.
Okay.
And she said, somebody asked her, what's your unpopular fashion opinion? And she said, it's that you just can't throw a fit every day.
Mm.
And I was like, you know what? How refreshing. Yeah. It's so true.
It's really true.
And that makes me feel better today.
But you threw a fit for me. I'm liking it.
Really?
Yeah I'm not mad at it at
all. I wear a hoodie.
But the hoodie has diamonds on it. Shut up, Melissa.
Whatever. I mean, the blazer for me, but okay.
Yeah, the blazer's Paris's. They're never getting it back.
The headband.
Mm-hmm. Well, I said I've got to do something. I was like, can I wear it out? I tried to wear it out with just the headband, and then I was like, oh, no.
Pero.
Ay, Dios mío.
Okay, Amina, what is coming up? Where can everyone follow you? What is the like life coach sign up process?
Because
I think a lot of listeners.
Well, listen, all my socials are active and open. Amina Imani, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Amina _Imani on TikTok because apparently somebody had my name.
I know. So, I'm underscoring all over the
place. It's okay. But for everything else, it's Amina Imani. I got that on Venmo, Cash App. I was really good and diligent. Everything. And then
Google
I get on
reviews.
TikTok and somebody, I was like, yo, that's crazy. But I had to just hit them with the underscore in between. And it's fine because I'm on there. But nothing is coming up crazy right now, but I do have an email list out. And so when I do start posting content and when I do start posting like shows and things that I need people to come out to, because I am going to be doing festivals this year and I am hitting year 15 in September.
Whoa.
Yes.
To
That's
commemorate
amazing.
That, I already have some ideas in the works and I will be starting a podcast soon.
Amazing.
So just connect with me on there.
Podcast
so
will be guests on.
Yes. Okay. That'd be cool. But
we're going to be early.
Crossover. We're going to be early. We're going to show up so
okay.
Early.
We'll come to Harlem.
and we will.
But so I have that all abreast. So just hit me up. Stay connected. And stay tuned. That's all I can give y'all right now.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Amina.
Thank you, Amina.